This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're looking at a live picture right now from Andrews Air Force Base where they've got Air Force One all fueled up and ready. And Kim was saying a minute ago she saw a tweet from Caroline Leavitt that, hey, let's do a day trip to Alaska. let's go.
Yeah, it was about 5:30 our time, 6:30 their time. It was showing the cars all parked, you know, with the doors open, ready for them to get in.
Yeah. Well, lots at stake here, obviously. I don't know what happens out of it. I don't think Putin would agree to meet personally unless he was willing to bend a little bit on this, because I think he understands sanctions are coming, and it can't be good news. He needs help for his economy over there. But what do I know? We'll talk to Brent Sadler about it a little later. He's the expert with the Heritage Foundation, and I got him coming up in about an hour, at about 7:20 this morning, and he'll be followed by Congressman Bob Onder, who's been back in the district. I've seen him popping up all over the place at different events through the district right now since they're currently on recess in the House. But we'll get Dr. Onder on here this morning and the Congressman about 7:35, get an update on what he thinks about what's going on here in redistricting and all the battles that are going on all over the place. You see Gavin Newsom yesterday, Kim?
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom, he's going to make America blue again. He's gonna counter whatever they did in Texas and blah blah blah.
Neutralize Texas is what he says.
It's just so silly. Like I saw the Babylon Bee is always great at these things, but Gavin Newsom's promising to double the amount of crime in California to make up for whatever Trump fixes in Washington, D.C. I'm like, these people don't get paid enough at the Babylon Bee. I just have to tell you.
It'd be so fun to be in one of the conference rooms, though, where they're, you know, each pitching ideas and what they want to do for these posts. And can you imagine how fun that would be?
Oh, yeah.
And the ones, I mean, obviously they're picking the best of the best, but there have to be some really funny ones that don't ever make it to social media that they're all just cracking. They for whatever reason, they don't do it. But, oh, my gosh, I'd love to know. Like, hey, here are the ones we didn't go with. But
yesterday during Gavin Newsom's news conference in California, I showed up and made arrests outside of the building where he was. And you know it was not coincidental, and I love that. This is what I voted for, so that when big mouth politicians like Maxine Waters or Gavin Newsom or Karen Bass start spouting their nonsense, ICE shows up and schools them. Some reality sets in all around them. They can't just exist in their own bubble anymore and act like these things aren't happening. And I absolutely loved what they did yesterday. Kristi Noem was doing a live interview on Fox, and they cut away to video of that and said, Secretary Noem, we have breaking news right now, and they're showing these arrests outside the building. And she just opened both barrels on them. I thought it was fantastic. Thank you, Kristi Noem, for giving them hell yesterday. We'll get to that more for you here in a minute. Right now, Ethan Bright, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist. So we've already kicked nearly 275,000 illegal aliens off of the Social Security system. These are people, many of them have already left the country, and yet we were sending them checks all the time.
Yeah, this whole Social Security thing coming up again. Trump saying, hey, I'll fix it. It's been around 90 years, this bub. I'm going to go out on a limb here and call it a Ponzi scheme, because that it was never designed to do what it's doing today. I'm not saying they should stop doing it, don't get me wrong, but Trump says he has a way to fix it. We'll see.
We're focusing on the worst of the worst. So I don't know specific to what information that they had for that operation that they planned today, but it was based on the investigative work that all law enforcement officers do for every single operation they conduct to make sure that they're getting dangerous criminals off our streets.
Thank you, Christy Noem. She's like, yeah. This was well planned in advance. So this didn't have anything to do with the fact that Gavin Newsom happened to be holding a news conference in that building at that time. Wink, wink.
I say this with respect. Chuck and Hakeem need to go to Amazon, buy some testicles, and stand up to the loon wing of their party.
That is absolutely the best right there. Of course, John Kennedy. I didn't know you could buy that. You can apparently buy anything on Amazon and maybe get Prime delivery. How about that?
Listen, most black people are not Republicans simply because we just is like, y'all racist. I can't hang out with the KKK and them.
Guess who that was? Jasmine Crockett. Are you starting to recognize the hood language she uses when she's in front of certain audiences?
We is.
You didn't hear any of that from her at MICDS, I'm certain, or at the very expensive college she went to afterwards, or maybe even at the Houston School of Law. Because it would not have furthered her career. But when your career is being a race-baiting congresswoman from Texas, then it fits. She's a pretty good actress. I think if they're handing out SAG-AFTRA awards this year, they should consider nominating Jasmine Crockett. She was on a panel with, of course, the Reverend Al, and that encouraged her to throw the brogue on, especially thick. She wanted everybody to know that there's a reason why they, in general, black people can't hang out with Republicans, because even though they're generally conservative people, her words, not mine. Anybody who's white and conservative is also a Nazi. Did you know that?
Talk to black folk all the time as somebody that's a child of a preacher. Listen, most black people are not Republicans simply because we just is like, y'all racist. I can't hang out with the KKK and them. That's really what it is. But when we think about who we are as black people and we think about where we come from, most black people have very conservative values, right? But the reality is that, like, we just can't side with, like, the neo-Nazis in them. We not dealing with y'all like that, right?
Yeah, we not.
Dealing with we not. Y'all like that.
She knows good grammar. Come
she
on.
Does.
She does.
It's an act. So then she's holding a town hall event somewhere, right? Because all of the House members are out on recess right now. She's holding a town hall event. And this reporter named Sarah Gonzalez from Blaze TV got in there somehow. I don't know how, and started yelling at her. And the ensuing video was hilarious. Now I had to cut it off a little bit because they were dropping F-bombs on her. They were so angry with her that she would dare to confront Jasmine Crockett. But listen to a little bit of this.
I used to stay at my granny's house. She was one of my favorite people in the entire world.
Jasmine. The people of Dallas deserve exactly. Better than a fake ghetto hood rat.
No!
Do they know you're a rich kid from Missouri? Do they know you're a spoiled rich kid from Missouri?
No, ma'am.
Do they know? Don't touch me.
No. ma'am.
Don't touch
me. You get your ass out
of
here.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
Yikes.
They surrounded her immediately and escorted her out of the building.
I wouldn't go that far. People also do the same thing to Zohran Mamdani. He was visiting some New York City restaurant, and some guy came in and was
said, "You hate Jews,"
and
I
all
saw
these
that.
Things.
Yeah,
and you know they just kind of shuffled him out, but.
I was.
You know, I don't agree with the language that person used, even though I understand where they're coming from. And sometimes that doesn't, it's not effective.
No, and I don't agree with what she said about her as well, that terminology. But the point was, if you watch that Benny Johnson video we played last week, I'll bet you the vast majority of the people in her district have no idea. She grew up in St. Louis and went to a $40,000 a year high school.
And is an attorney, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Went to law school.
No, it's just ridiculous.
Did she talk to, maybe this is a weird question, but is her audience primarily black people? Like, who is she talking to?
This audience was.
She's clearly trying to relate. And a lot of politicians do that. Hillary Clinton did that.
Yeah.
I mean,
you
see that all the time. But it's weird. It's like if she were to go talk to a different group, she would just
she would use a different proper.
It's weird.
The
just
Queen's
be yourself.
English, for sure.
That's I'm going to start weird. Doing that, depending on what we're talking about. I just change my accent.
Are we going to give away tickets to see Styx right now? Are you ready to go with that? All right. Well, then hit it, please. All right. So we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Styx and Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon. They're coming out to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater August 22nd. So you can go check them out there next weekend and check them out on the 22nd, I should say. But you get two tickets. And best of luck to you. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Caller number 10. Caller number 10 gets the tickets this morning at 314-241-9797. When we come back, we'll talk to Nicolee Ambrose, get her take on the Trump-Putin summit in Alaska.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I don't know that we're going to get an immediate ceasefire, but I think it's going to come. See, I'm more interested in immediate peace deal, getting peace fast. And depending on what happens with my meeting, I'm going to be calling up President Zelensky and let's get him over to wherever we're going to meet. I don't know where we're going to have the second meeting, but we have an idea of three different locations.
All right. That was the president on yesterday with the Brian Kilmeade radio show. And we're just looking up here at the tarmac at Andrews, and they've got Air Force One all fueled up and ready to take off for, I guess, Anchorage. I'm guessing they're going to Elmendorf Air Base up there in Alaska. And right now we have Nicolee Ambrose back with us, former Young Republican chair, GOP National Committee woman from Maryland. Nicolee, welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Yeah. What do you think? Like, I don't have any expert opinion on all this other than to say Putin called for this meeting, if I am not wrong about that. And I think he understands what the consequences will be if nothing happens here.
I hope so. That would be really much easier for the world if Putin actually understands that. And I think Trump is about the only one who could impart that realization on him. So let's go. As Trump kind of famously said, he'll know within the first 2 minutes of the meeting if a deal can be made or not. And that means we and the rest of the world will find out by this evening. Because really, Trump is actually a little behind schedule. He was already supposed to be in the air. He will land in Alaska, have this meeting, and then he departs again. It's like not even a six-hour turnaround on land for him. So we're going to find out this evening. He has some interviews scheduled on the ground before he leaves.
Well, there was talk that Putin just had in his mind that this was going to be more so about a business-type meeting versus some sort of step toward peace with Ukraine. But like you said, Nicolee, it seems like Trump will just say, okay, if you're going to play this game with me right now and waste my time, me coming here in Alaska to meet with you, and we're not going to talk about a peace deal, we'll just slap more sanctions on you.
Yeah.
Right. So right here you have Trump going into this meeting having brokered 7 peace deals in 7 months. And you have to think of this is Trump at his art of the deal height versus Vladimir Putin economically faltering with his Ukraine obsession and really hurting his country at this point. And right, Putin's been backed into a corner, right? You have oil prices way down, and that has funded his war machine thanks to Trump's energy policies. You have now all the NATO countries for the first time all contributing 5% for their defense. And then you have Trump hitting countries like India with 50% tariffs because they're funding Russia's war machine by buying their oil. And then you just have the EU do a great trade deal with the US. So they have completely been chased out of Russia's arms, being reliant on them for energy, and now have these deals pledged with the US. So Putin is in a corner. And then so you have Putin needing, number one, to save face, because that will always be the number one thing Vladimir Putin, most dictators, always need to do is save face.
Right.
And then you have this faltering economy, and then you have him needing to sell some sort of a success story to the Russian people.
Well, I think it's interesting. Nicolee, have you ever watched Shark Tank?
Yes.
So there's one of the original judges on there, or hosts, is Barbara Corcoran. And I saw an interview with her the other day. And the reason that it hit me is that I've heard so many people speculating from John Bolton and all of these other so-called experts that Donald Trump's going to walk into this room and Putin's going to play with him and he has no idea how to handle Vladimir Putin and blah, blah, blah. And I heard Barbara Corcoran say, I've been in the real estate business for 30 or 40 years. I have never, ever seen somebody who negotiates like Donald Trump. She said it's almost like he's got a sixth sense about what's going on a deal and how to get what he wants. Now, I'm not saying he's going to go in there and get everything he wants with Vladimir Putin, but all of these people who suddenly seem to think that the one person in the world who can out-negotiate Donald Trump is Vladimir Putin, I'm not quite sure what they've been paying attention to recently.
No, you're absolutely right. And once again, this man has negotiated 7 peace deals in 7 months. This is astounding. And you can tell Donald Trump is very focused on kind of legacy issues, things that will leave lasting impression. And he is genuinely upset about the 1 million approximated deaths or, you know, wounded out of this war. It's been useless. In the past 2 years, right, this war is over 3 years old now. In the past 2 years, the Wall Street Journal estimates there's been only 1% more of Ukrainian territory taken by the Russians. So yeah, this isn't a stalemate. But what you do see, what, the best sign that I have seen that the Russia propaganda machine is gearing up to allow this to end was the former Russian ambassador who headed up Russia's Foreign Service Academy wrote an op-ed that just said, quote, settling the war in Ukraine, which has been lost by the West a long time ago, has become a secondary issue in relations between the U.S. and Russia, nothing more than an obstacle to normalization that we must overcome together, end quote. So long story short, they know they're not winning. They're saying
yeah,
they are.
Yeah.
And now they need to pave the road to how do we get out of this and say, you know, you hear things that Putin's going to say, oh, let's do deals in the Arctic. Let's do deals here. Oh, Trump likes to make deals. Well, end the war, which so you have to start with a ceasefire. Then you have to negotiate how it's closing. Ukraine wants a security yep. guarantee. The EU is afraid. So we'll see how all those details shake out. But it seems like Russia is realizing it's at the end of its rope and is trying to start peddling their propaganda about it.
I think you're right. Nicolae Ambrose, always great having you on. Thank you.
Great chatting.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great morning. We appreciate that. All right, back in a minute. We'll see how Wall Street's reacting this morning. Stay tuned. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Have you heard this Kennedy Center honors controversy, Kim? Of course, it's controversial that Donald Trump is going to be in charge of the Kennedy Center, right? Because a lot of apparently a lot of people who were former members there have backed out and they're all upset because the left wing establishment doesn't control the board anymore and blah 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 blah. So, you know, Trump is going to honor KISS, I think, is one of the bands he's going to honor. During all this, Sylvester Stallone is going to be a Kennedy Center honoree this year.
Aren't they trying to say he's whitewashing? Is that what the argument is?
Tom Cruise, The story out this morning is that Trump wanted to include Tom Cruise in this, and Cruise turned him down and claimed that he had some scheduling conflict and couldn't be there for that, according to several anonymous sources at the center.
Not buying that.
Well, the beautiful thing about it is in the New York Post, who's reporting this morning, they're showing a picture of Donald Trump and Bob Costas and Tom Cruise at the New York Hilton on October 24th of 2008, long before Donald Trump was in politics. Tom Cruise didn't seem to have any problems at all with Donald Trump, and now all of a sudden that really depresses me that he didn't want to do that. Oh well, we'll see. The Top Gun actor has stayed away from entering the political realm, apparently this, choosing not to speak about either party and recently sidestepping a question about Trump. During the junket on Mission Impossible, Cruise was grilled by a Korean reporter over the effect Trump's tariffs had on the movie production. And his answer was, "We'd rather talk about the movie. Thank you." So he's just avoided it, I guess, but he's not going to go to the Kennedy Center honors.
Not that sad about that one. Tom Cruise, no, I mean, yeah.
Mm-mm. No Top Gun Maverick.
You can hang out with George Clooney and they can talk about how much they love Joe Biden.
All right, let's get to our friend Nicole, please. Good morning, Nicole Murray. How are you?
It's Friday, so I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Fine. We're fired up, ready for 100-degree weather here this weekend, and going to go to the ball game and celebrate. What do you think?
Oh, my.
Nothing better than sweating and eating a $25 hot dog and beer. I mean, that's just the best.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it tastes better, right?
It's better for $25.
It's better for that amount of money, right? You got to get a kosher dog and a big cold beer. And
the thing is, I mean, there is something about a ballpark hot dog that
that's true.
It just kind of hits differently. But
it does hit differently.
It hits your wallet differently these days.
That's true.
Pew, pew.
That's what happens. So, you know, I hear Gordon and those guys talking about which sports teams they support. Are you a fan of any particular sports team, baseball, football, soccer?
So I just root for New York teams in general, but the first football game my dad ever took me to was the New York Jets, so we root for them. It's painful, I know, but yeah.
Well, you've always got Joe Namath to fall back on. Right.
Yeah, totally.
Which is kind of the last time they had any real success, it seems like.
So, yeah, we'll see. Fingers crossed for the upcoming season, but that's what we say every year.
Yep, I get it. What's going on out there in business?
Futures are mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 11, the NASDAQ down 2, the S&P 500 up 1. The union representing St. Louis area Boeing workers wants members of Missouri's congressional delegation on their side in the ongoing labor dispute with the company. Brian Bryant, president of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, wrote to members of the state's congressional delegation urging them to intervene. The union represents about 3,200 St. Louis area Boeing employees. The strike started August 4th. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits fell modestly last week, remaining in the historically low range since the U.S. economy emerged from the COVID-19 pandemic. The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment benefits for the week ending August 9th fell by 3,000 to 224,000 total. Costco has announced that it has decided not to dispense the abortion pill Mifepristone at its more than 500 pharmacy locations. Costco said in a statement that it hasn't seen consumer demand for the pill. Intel shares rose 7% after Bloomberg reported that the Trump administration is in talks with the chipmaker to have the U.S. government take a stake in the struggling company. CNBC reports the government's stake would help fund factories that Intel is currently building in Ohio. Millions of AT&T customers can now file claims in a $177 million legal settlement related to two data breaches, which could provide up to $7,500 in compensation per person. The first data breach, announced in March of 2024, affected 73 million current and former AT&T account holders. The second data breach was announced in July of 2024. And finally, according to a study from Japan, dogs can tell who has been cruel or unkind to their human parent and act accordingly as a result.
Bite them?
Like a guard dog?
Like, so my dog will maybe get a little bit more feisty around certain people that haven't been nice to me, bark a little bit more, doesn't let them get too close, that kind of thing.
Wouldn't the dog have to witness that, or you're trying to say that they can just sense it?
They can sense it. I think part of it is that they go off of our vibes, where if someone hasn't been nice, you're like, ew, and dogs can kind of sense that.
So you don't have Gordon those guys over very often? Is that what you're saying?
They make fun of me a lot, so no.
I'm just kidding you. That's funny, though. You know, it is weird, though, because our golden retriever is more cautious around men in general than she is women.
Oh, wow.
She is very timid around men for some reason. But there are some guys she'll just run right up to and take to immediately, and there are others that she's leery of. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know what,
like a build
what
or
vibe
tall
she's
men.
Picking up from us.
Some dogs don't like people who are hats. They don't like hats.
Oh. Yeah. I've only had it where Carolina has been, I'll use the word aggressive for lack of a better term, but I've only had her be aggressive with four people that have ever entered my apartment, and some of them have been maintenance people, some of them have been there to like fix the washer dryer, but she would not let them get within a certain distance
wow.
of me, and I believe that there was a reason.
Now, remind me again what kind of dog that is.
She is a hound mix.
So she's big enough to inflict some damage if she wanted to?
She's like 50 pounds.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
I'm
gotcha.
Just glad you didn't say a mutt. That drives me bonkers when I ask, what kind of dog do you have? I have a mutt. Okay, what's the dog
just a
mixed with?
Combination.
That, I know,
things.
But that doesn't tell you anything. Is
you
it,
don't always
is it
know,
a,
do
is
you?
It a, but you can say, okay, it's a Shih Tzu with, we think it has Shih Tzu and Beagle. I'm not saying that's a common mix. I'm just saying that's very different than like, oh, it's a Great Dane mixed with something. You know, like give me some perspective. Is this a massive dog, a medium dog, a small dog? I have strong feelings about when people say it's a mutt and then they leave it at that as if I'm supposed to just be fine with you telling me it's a mutt.
Simply appalling.
Just give me an idea. What does it look like? Because they're looking at me like I have 10 heads. That's a reasonable thing to be irritated about.
A little bit of all things to be irritated about. A little bit.
If you don't have a designer dog, Kim doesn't want anything to do with
it. I don't care about a designer dog, but don't just tell me you have a mutt. That's like me being like, oh, it's a human. Okay, what does a human look like? Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is she tall? Well, is she short?
That's in the eye of the beholder these days, isn't it?
Never know. That's pretty objective. True. Maybe attractive is different.
Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Appreciate that. Yeah. You never know. Maybe dogs are going the same way as humans. They don't want to be have a name assigned to them at birth.
I saw, you know, I like the Charlie Kirk stuff on Instagram, you know, where he goes to college campuses.
Yes, I love
and
that.
He's, you know, he's talking to somebody about gender and asking how many genders there are. And the guy's like, oh, well, it's really however many society wants. So Charlie's like, okay, so indefinite? He's like, yeah, sure. And he says, okay, well, could I be a bobcat? And the guy says, well, yeah, if you would like to identify as a bobcat, I would support you in that. And then Charlie comes back with, can I be black? And he goes, I don't know about that. That's not really a gender. What? You're
well,
right.
A bobcat
is a gender.
But you can be a bobcat.
Yeah. Come on, where's the logic?
They're sick and twisted. There's a huge mental health problem in this country, mostly on the left, from what I can tell. All right, coming up, we'll get to other news here in a few minutes. Next hour, Congressman Bob Onder is going to join us with more on this, maybe this redistricting issue and his thoughts on the president's summit with Putin. We'll be back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
For a while, people have debated, is it better to pull in or back into a parking spot? Well, AAA has come out and said, indeed, it is better to back in to your parking spot. It's really just about minimizing your blind spots. Yeah, I know. Guys tend to do this a lot more than women. You two always back into your spot.
Well, we do. And my wife says, that's just showing off. That's what she said to me. I said, why do you always do that? It's just showing off. And I'm like, what's it showing off? I mean, number one, I don't need a backup camera to do it. But
some guys
if
do
you have
show
one,
off.
It's easier.
It is kind of like, oh, check me out. Look at how
it's
cool I am.
It's because we drive trucks.
Well,
it's
that's
easier
fair.
To back a truck in than it is to try to pull it in.
Why is that?
I find it, yeah, you don't. Our turn radius doesn't turn well going into a spot. So I always have to like do almost a 2 or 3 point turn to get in.
Hmm.
But if I back up, it's easier for me to back in.
Mark, what's your reasoning?
No,
you
I think
cool?
I think that, well, I think cool. He's right with But I tend to do it in a car, too.
Yeah, I do it with a car, too, now, but it's just because it's
instinct. But you're
absolutely
right about the truck. It is easier to back it in with that turn radius is a little shorter on if you've got big old pickup trucks like we do, don't you?
Exactly. I do it to be cool like you guys.
If you're a man, you drive a pickup truck, and then you have to back it in to look cool.
Sue, do you back in?
I do not.
No. Again, a lot of men always want to back into their parking
spots.
Plus,
if you got to get away quick.
I know, they do say they do say that.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
That's funny. I will do it every now and then, but it is not my go-to.
Mine has to do sort of because I get here so early and I'm the first car. So I back in so I can get to the door quickly. Because it puts me on the door side.
Yeah.
I get it.
Oh, I got you. That's pretty funny.
It's those 10 steps that are grueling, you know?
Yeah. Well, when your arms are full of stuff and you're trying to buzz into a door, you have no idea who's behind you.
This is very true. So this story out of New Jersey. So you're about to be the mom of two kids. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to learn to corral them when they're in restaurants, right?
I already do with but now two. Yep.
Right. So this mom goes into this restaurant in New Jersey. Her 3-year-old kicked the leg off out from under a $1,600 marble table that fell to the floor and broke. And the mom said that she was not allowed to leave the restaurant until she gave them a credit card to cover the damage. So
wait a minute. You're clapping for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, if a 3-year-old is able to kick the leg out of a very, what you'd think would be a nice marble table, that sounds like a problem with the table.
I think
or
so, too. I don't even think about the restaurant.
Maybe keep an eye on your kid.
Oh. Yeah, but you can't stop a 3-year-old
from... you can't. No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
I don't know.
You can keep control of your kid.
The mom said I have a good Kim on the whim for you today, Ethan, that you will very much enjoy. You have
that's
strong
fine.
Feelings about this.
Yeah, the mom said the store told her she wasn't able to leave. She forked over her driver's license and a credit card to pay for the damage to the table. And it was not clear if she gave them the credit card information, but the table retails for $1,598.
What do you
apparently.
Think, Mark?
I think I need to know the circumstances. I think that's fair. I do. I think I need to know more circumstances about this. Is this like some high end, really fancy restaurant where you wouldn't expect kids to be running around wild? Then I think that's a little different issue than I'm not quite sure why they had a table that was that unstable that a 3-year-old could knock it over and break it.
Right.
Well, I'll give you that. But
you also said where kids can run wild. Should they be running wild?
Thank you, Sue.
There is a
Thank
problem
you.
Where parents don't corral their
that's
kids.
True.
Like, that is a
that's
problem.
True.
So like you said, I think we need more context on this. But maybe a sturdier table would also be needed.
You go to the Ponderosa buffet, your kids can run wild. That's just accepted. Right. But maybe not at a higher end restaurant. That's all. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring Easton to a nice steakhouse and expect my 2-year-old to sit there quietly and not
exactly.
throw steak at people and all the and then eat it off the floor. So here's an interesting scholarship that some of the students in South Korea can get. This university is offering a scholarship. It's not that much, but if you can climb 6 mountains, you get a scholarship. They're saying if you climb 3 mountains by the end of the year, you get, it's only $216 in scholarship money, and then $540 to students who climb 6. But they've already had 1,400 students who have applied for this weird scholarship. And so I went down a rabbit hole and I started looking at different scholarships around the world. Like, for example, supposedly there's a possibility of you getting a scholarship, not in South Korea, anywhere, or United States, I guess, being a left-handed high school senior. I'm left-handed. I should have applied for that. Creating a crossword puzzle. Being a fan of a particular celebrity.
What?
These are so weird.
I'm just donating money for this. Right.
George Soros.
Didn't we just cut all this stuff out of the budget?
Those are not government grants. These are private scholarships.
I'm sure they're private.
I'm
I would be mad if I heard the government was funding these.
All right.
Listen, if they're only $400, we could come up with our own scholarship and make somebody
true.
Do yeah. something
You're probably
free.
Paying you're, more than that to get to the
if
mountains.
If your name is Sue, then you get a scholarship.
Yeah, right.
I like that. So this story fascinates me because I love Elvis Presley, and I think he's still alive somewhere in South Carolina. But Priscilla Presley has been accused of hastening Lisa Marie's death for financial gain. Former business partners Bridget Cruz and Kevin Falco made a host of unsavory allegations in an L.A. County Superior Court lawsuit where they claim that Priscilla knew that Lisa was getting ready to remove her from her spot atop Elvis's massive financial kingdom. And when Lisa Marie fell sick and was on, I guess, life support or whatever, they're alleging that her own mother pulled the plug quicker than she needed to out of fear that she was about to be financially harmed. Of course, they've denied it, but still.
I was going to say, that, but the estate is now controlled by his granddaughter, Riley.
I think.
So isn't that controversial, too? There was argument over who should have control of that estate.
Yeah, she inherited it, and then Lisa Marie, I think they did argue about that, but yeah, that's horrible. I don't know that I believe that.
No.
Because it went to Riley.
It just sounds complicated.
It does. I hate that they're still fighting over that after all these years later. Wow. All right, coming up, Brent Sadler. He's sitting in for J.J. Carafano today. He'll talk more about this Putin-Trump summit that's coming up, and we got Congressman Bob Onder at 7:35.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.